1057
Jinglis Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Jinglis Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
CBS News Brief. Smoke from wildfires in Canada is blanketing the air in Minnesota. WCCO-TV meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
We're not going to catch relief likely until Friday morning in the Twin Cities, southern Minnesota, and even into western Wisconsin. So you have to hang in there and be patient.
Bud Light's no longer the top-selling beer. Now Modelo from the same company takes the top spot. Dwayne Stanford of Beverage Digest.
Typically, these things play out fairly quickly. I think it definitely represents sort of a new paradigm for companies right now. How long it will last, I don't think anyone can say with any certainty.
There's a penicillin shortage.
The leftovers from COVID, all of the supply chain issues that happened, particularly since a lot of drugs or the ingredients that goes into those drugs come from China, and China had a lot of manufacturing shutdowns or slowdowns.
Medical contributor Dr. Salim Gounder, CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
My feeling will win in the end.
forget about me. I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put us back together at heart, baby. Don't you forget about me.
CFW.
I'm not afraid to Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW. Thank you.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Seymour. This is 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Okay, Tokyo,
South America,
Australia,
France,
Germany,
UK,
Africa. Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right. We're dancing in the street, dancing in Chicago, down in New Orleans, in New York City. All we need is music, sweet music. There'll be music everywhere.
There'll be swinging, swaying, records playing,
dancing in the street. Oh, it doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you are there. So come on, every guy, grab a girl, everywhere around the world. There'll be dancing, dancing in the street.
It's an invitation across the nation, a chance for folks to meet. They'll be laughing and singing and music swinging,
dancing in the street, Philadelphia, PA.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoke from Canadian wildfires today, and that is going to impact air quality for much of the region, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 78 our high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. 49 tonight, tomorrow sunny, 80 by Saturday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
CFW.
You're feeling As much a part of summer as a bottle of suntan lotion that's all goopy at the top because someone didn't clean it up before putting it away.
Someone's head is gonna roll.
105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. CFW.
You want a music fest with a little bit of everything, including a whole lot of spirit? Well, save the dates for the Blue Ox Festival June 22nd through the 24th. Enjoy amazing bluegrass and Americana music, art, food, and more at the Pines Music Park outside of Eau Claire. And though it's only 8 years old, Blue Ox keeps getting bigger and better with age. The award-winning Abbott Brothers, one of the main headliners this year. Find more at blueoxmusicfestival.com.
CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
You were the first for me, but you turned me.
1057 CFW.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Oh,
Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin.